Masechet Kelim, Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. We know that wooden, bone, and leather utensils become tahor once they break and they're not fit for use anymore. Their original use doesn't apply anymore. Here we'll talk about a hole that breaks a container made of these materials and then makes them unfit for their original use. Mishnah says, Kol kele ba'ale batim shi'uran berimonin, says the Mishnah, and all of the containers of homeowners made from wood, bone, and leather, the size of the hole that makes them tahor, because it makes them unusable, is measured with pomegranates. If a pomegranate can fall through the hole, the container is unusable anymore, and therefore it is tahor. Once a hole of that size develops, you can't really use it for anything, so it's not a keli anymore, and therefore it automatically is tahor. A homeowner many times will try and save his containers. If a container is used for beans and it develops a hole that beans will fall through, he'll say, you know what, okay, I can't use it for that anymore, but I can use it for something that's larger, like olives. If the hole gets even bigger and olives will fall out of it, he'll use it for nuts, and he'll continue to makeshift this container until he'll use it for something so large like pomegranates. But once it's not usable anymore, because the hole is too big that pomegranates will even fall out of it, then he normally will throw it away. He'll get rid of it. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bema Shehen, says Rabbi Eliezer, it goes by whatever they were used for. If the container could no longer hold what it was being used for, then it becomes tahor. For example, if it was being used to hold on to olives, and it develops a hole that olives will fall out of, it becomes tahor automatically. You can't makeshift it like Tana Kama thought. If it doesn't serve that exact same item, then it's not a keli anymore. And we don't say, oh, it could serve something bigger, and therefore it remains a keli. So it is much quicker to say that the item loses its status right away. The Mishnah continues with Tana Kama's understanding. So We said that Tana Kama says we judge everything by a size of a pomegranate. If it can no longer hold a pomegranate anymore, then it loses its status as a keli. But of course, when talking about a container that normally would hold larger things, of course we measure the hole by whatever they're used for. Kupot hagananim shi'uran ba'agudot shel yarak, the size of a hole that makes gardener's baskets tahor. A gardener is considered a homeowner because he uses the container rather than selling it. If the hole that's used for vegetables, it's measured by how big a bundle of vegetable is. In other words, if a bundle of vegetables could fall through the hole, the gardener's basket is tahor. Shel ba'alei batim betevin. The basket of homeowners are measured with bundles of straw. If they usually use bundles of straw for this type of basket, then only if a bundle of straw will fall through it, then does it become tahor. Shel balanin bigvava, the bathhouse attendants, their baskets are measured with bundles of stubble. They would use it in order to heat and fuel the fire. If a bundle of stubble would fall through, then the hole is enough to make the basket tahor. Rabbi Yehoshua will disagree. Rabbi Yehoshua omer kulan berimonin, says Rabbi Yehoshua, no. The holes in all of the homeowners' containers made of wood and the like are measured with pomegranates. It doesn't matter what they were used for. If a hole of a pomegranate could fall through, then the container is tahor. Even though, yeah, generally the person would use it for something even bigger than the pomegranate, it doesn't matter according to Rabbi Yehoshua. If the hole is the size of a pomegranate, then it makes it tahor. That's how he understands this, against the opinion of Tana Kama, who said, yeah, the biggest amount usually we have is a pomegranate, but if you're using this basket for something even bigger, then in that case, we'll say that even a bigger hole would be okay, and it wouldn't become tahor until that larger amount is reached.